Hi, this is Bishop Bob Coulter with another TMSA Word of Encouragement for the Week. I pray that you, your family, and those you minister to have been protected from the virus. I encourage you to pray the blood over your family, over those whom God's given you to shepherd. Our example is what the Israelites did during Passover by putting the blood of the lamb on the doorposts to protect themselves. Let us pray the blood of Jesus Christ over our family, friends, and the people we shepherd. Our prayers of intercession are very important. I'm reminded of Numbers 16:46, which says, "Then Moses said to Aaron, 'Take your censer and put incense in it, along with the fire from the altar, and hurry to the assembly to make atonement for them. Wrath has come out of the Lord, and the plague has started.'" Moses and Aaron interceded for the people, and the plague stopped. And Revelation 5:8 tells us that the golden bowls of incense, which are the prayers of the saints, are released in the throne room of God. Therefore, let us intercede for our loved ones by praying God's word and the blood of Christ over our family, friends, and the people that God has given us to shepherd. You know, the most important tool to change things around us is the Word of God, and it is ours to use. Ephesians 6:17 and 20 tells us, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful for this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, in that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." You know, yesterday when Cheryl and I were reading our devotion on Sparkling Gem by Rick Verena, he had an interesting teaching I'd like to share with you. Rick emphasized the sword of the Spirit, as seen in Ephesians 17. It is a supernatural sword that has the power to drive back the enemy and deal a blow to his attack against your life. When you have what I'm about to describe, it gives you supernatural sword power against the devil. In order to fully understand Paul's message regarding the sword of the Spirit, let's look at the apostle had in mind when he used the word translated sword. In the Greek, it describes a type of sword that the Roman soldiers used in battle. Because the Roman army was so committed to warfare, Roman soldiers continued to practice the art of warfare. One of the daily exercises was sword practice, which they undertook both morning and afternoon. This is a good example for us to be committed to read and use God's word daily in our lives. The soldier's job in practice was to learn how to take advantage of his enemy, hit him at his weakest point, and strike him so he could not respond. His aim was nearly always directed towards the area of the post that represented vital parts of the body. The practice I just described are exactly what Paul had in mind when he wrote, "And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God," Ephesians 6:17. How vital is it that we understand the word sword of the Spirit? Notice particularly when Paul says, "the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." The word translated word is rhema in the Greek, which refers to a specific, quickened word. In order to have a sword that penetrates a blow to the enemy, we need a rhema, a specific, quickened word from Scripture, placed into our hearts and mouth by the Holy Spirit. With a rhema from God placed in our hearts and mouth, we have sword power. Rick teaches us that the Roman soldiers, like the Roman soldiers, we must practice speaking forth God's word daily. And in verse 19, points out we need to speak boldly. When praying in in asking God to fill our mouth with the word he wants us to pray. For example, when trouble comes, you can pray Psalm 138:7 and say, I thank you, Lord. Though I am surrounded by troubles, you will protect me from the anger of my enemy. You reach out your hand, and the power of your right hand saves me. Remember, when Satan tempted Christ, Christ's response all three times was, it is written. And then he quoted God's word to defeat him. Let us do the same. So remember, your greatest tool is the word of God. As Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, and joints and marrow, and is discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. Let us use the most powerful tool the Lord has given us and use it more effectively in our lives. Have a blessed week.